Yep, they've been working hard all summer and preparing for this season, so we're pretty excited.
I know a big test again just the other night with Gothenburg. I know your kids are probably looking forward to this. Want to see one's best clubs. They're awfully good, and it's a good measuring stick for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
What did you see out of your team in that one against Gothenburg? The Swedes have got a lot of good players, but you felt like, you know, they got you in three, but you felt like you did some good things in that one?
I was very proud of them last night. First set, it didn't go as we planned, and then, I mean, they came back in the second set. Our serving was strong. Our defense picked up, and I think that's what led them to be a little bit more successful the second two sets.
You know, this was a regular season to check for you, but I do believe, correct me if I'm wrong, you kind of had a test, even though it was an exhibition, we didn't count the standings, but your preseason Jamboree game was against Overton, if I'm not mistaken, and so that was kind of a measuring stick right off the bat, wasn't it?
Yes. Yep. We didn't really know what to expect going into it, but, I mean, the girls, I mean, they took that first set, and they were excited, and I mean, Overton is a really good team with a lot of returners, and yep, they just stepped up their game, and you know, I think it kind of took the girls by surprise, but I mean, they stuck in there as good as they could.
Maybe it made them believers a little bit more. They kind of maybe doubted themselves, but after facing Overton, playing them, say, hey, we can do this against the bigger and better teams.
Yep.
Talk about your personnel. You've got a lot, pretty much everybody, correct me if I'm wrong, back from last year's squad, your hitters, centers, back row specialists, those young ladies off to a good start as well, aren't they?
Yes. We're missing two, our libero and our starting right side, but otherwise, yeah, we've got pretty much all returners this year.
So you feel like you've got those two positions filled pretty good, or is there some position battles that they're still up in the air right now?
I don't know. Anything can change. You know, I think we're going pretty good, but I think we have two freshman girls, Berkeley Martin and Haley Serpentine, who could potentially step into a position later on this season if we need them to.
Of course, your experienced girls, Ann Bowes, I mean, gosh, great in basketball court, but boy, she has been tougher than nails in the volleyball court, and she's off to a good start, isn't she?
I mean, she's someone that all the girls look to. She's one of our main passers. We know when we give her the ball, she's someone that can put the ball down for us. So, yeah, she's been a great leader just by example, and this year she's really been a really good leader just verbally to the girls and making sure that they know that she has their back. She's supportive of all the girls on the court, too.
You look at hitting percentage. I was looking at your stats. Addie Hunt is actually your highest percentage hitter right now, and she's off to a good start as well.
Yeah, she's really blossoming this year.
And we saw her, you know, her talents in basketball and in track last year. You knew darn well, you know, she was going to put it together pretty soon for volleyball. She's done that her junior year.
Yep. She works really hard. She comes into the gym all the time. This summer she put in a lot of work, and I think it's helping her a lot this season.
Brecklyn Hammond is your setter. I mean, you got to have a good setter. And obviously now as a junior, she is starting to really prosper a little bit more as a great setter for you.
Yep. Last night, especially against Gothenburg, she really surprised me with her defense. Like, I knew she was a quick kid, but getting some touches that she hasn't gotten before, and I'm excited for her. She's definitely taken on that more verbal leader role, and I think that's what you need from a setter, and I'm really excited for her this season.
Did you have a pretty good eighth grade class coming in? I know you got a lot of upperclassmen, don't get me wrong, but the future looks pretty bright down the road as some of these young kids coming in as freshmen, correct me if I'm wrong. That the future looks bright, doesn't it?
They're learning. They're working. They're trying to learn the speed of high school volleyball. They're freshmen going up against some sophomores and juniors. So, I'm impressed so far by all of them. They come in the gym and work really hard.
Finally, Coach, you got Cozad on a Thursday, but then you come back after the Labor Day weekend. You've got back-to-back Trianglers next Tuesday and Thursday with some pretty good teams involved with those four matches, don't you?
Yep.
especially that one maybe down at Southwest. Maybe looking forward to your first RPAC matchup. I think with any of the RPAC squads, you never know. It could be a battle of undefeateds that Thursday night down in Bartley, maybe, Coach.
Yep, we're pretty excited. We'll put it to our game to the test there.
That RPAC East Division, Coach, talk about that with yourself. Cambridge, Southwest, Alma's always good. Med Valley's off to a 4-2 start. That East bracket is going to be just tougher than Arapahoe. It's going to be tougher than nails, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this summer we played some of the teams, and I mean, it was a battle there. So I think it's just going to be a battle of who's ready to play and who's more like who's focused. And I'm just excited to see what our girls can end up doing against our RPAC teams.
You know, I didn't even mention Tori Bowes as far as your personnel. I heard somebody that she grew another inch or two. You've got a big wall defensively you can put up at any time, can't you?
Yes, she's a big block for us, and I have her playing six rotations. I mean, with her height and being so tall, she gets a lot of touches on defense, and yeah, she's working hard. We're happy to have her height on our team.